And now it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, The Mystery is Solved. Well, we had quite a mystery on our hands when we were exploring the secret passageways underneath the old castle on Yorick Hill Road. That's where Mrs. Saxfold, the eccentric millionairess, lived. We had gone there to help our friend Yuki Butcher, but it appeared that the castle was haunted. There were voices and laughter, and people were disappearing and chairs rising into the air, and so we set about to solve the mystery. I had a good idea of what was going on, but I couldn't get Mayor Plumfront and Yuki and Sparky to listen to me.
Look at that. Whoever that is laughing opened the other door to this room. Look, it goes outside.
Yes, and the storm is over. Come on, let's follow that laugh. Let's see where it's going.
Hey, wait a minute, Mayor. Don't go out there.
What do you mean, don't go out there? I'm getting out of this haunted castle while the getting is good.
Yeah, me too. Come on, Big John. Come with us.
Wait a minute, boys. Wait a minute. Look, don't you understand? This is a scheme to get us out of the castle. Just stay where you are just for a minute so I can explain.
Well, what is it you want to explain?
Come on over here where I can talk to you without yelling at the top of my voice.
Well, all right. Now, how come you want to stay here? This here castle is full of spooks. I think we should leave right now.
Now, look, Mayor. The building we just came out of is a small house behind the castle. It's the electric power plant, right?
Right.
It's also the headquarters of whoever it is that wants to make this castle seem haunted. That laughing voice is a scheme to get us out of here for some reason or other.
Well, I'm mighty glad to oblige, I'll tell you that. Come on, let's go.
Wait a minute. Oh, look, inside the power plant building. See? There's someone inside there. See them running past the passageway that we just came out of?
Yeah, by George, there is somebody in there. Come on, Buster, let's catch him. Don't let him get away.
That's the spirit. Come on, Yuki. Come on, Mayor.
Hey,
come on, Sparky.
You know what? I think I know who that person was, Big John.
Yes, so do I. I saw it just as plain as day. It was Mrs. Saxfold. I think that we've got the answer to the whole mystery now. Come on, hurry up, Sparky. Come on, we have to catch her before she gets away in that honeycomb of underground passageways. No, she hasn't got any light, and those candles don't throw their light very far. But I can hear her footsteps.
Just so she doesn't turn off into one of these other passageways that branch off into this, and Buster. If she does, we'll lose her sure enough.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's just a chance that we'll have to take.
I can hear her footsteps, too. She doesn't seem to be running very fast.
Well, she's taking pretty good time, but she can't go very fast in this dark.
Yes. It's pretty hard running with these here candles in our hands, too. If we run fast, they're going to blow out.
Well, as long as we can keep her within sight or earshot, it's all right. We won't lose her. We're going to have to catch her sooner or later.
Hey, I can't hear footsteps anymore.
Wait a minute. Stop. No, I don't hear them either.
Well, let's just keep moving forward, Buster. Maybe she stopped running just to throw us off.
Yeah, you might be right. Okay, come on, Sparky. Let's go forward now, slowly, quietly.
She's gotten away.
Oh, there she goes. She turned into that passageway down there to the left. You see that?
Yes. This is the passageway we haven't been in. It'll be interesting to see where this one comes out. Come on, boys. Let's get out.
Oh, hey, wait a minute. Hey, wait. My candle went out.
Just keep running there, lad. Big John's in front of you. I'm in back of you. You won't get lost.
She can't get away now, boys. She's starting up that flight of stairs. Watch out for it. We'll be coming to it in just a second or so.
Oh, wait a minute. Now my candle's gone out. Oh, just keep going, Buster. I'm right behind you. Go ahead.
All right.
Can you still see Mrs. Saxfold?
Yes. She's right at the head of this stairway. I see her. She can't get away now. Well, Mrs. Saxfold, why are you pushing against the wall? Is that another secret doorway of some kind?
How dare you chase me about my own home like this?
Well, Mrs. Saxfold, I'm afraid that you give us no choice. Here, I'll open this secret door. Just let me put my shoulder up against it. There we are.
look where we are, back in the library. And the electric lights are on again, too. Well, did you decide to stop playing Haunted Castle?
I don't know what you're talking about, my dear fellow.
No, well, come on into the library and I'll tell you, and then you can tell us why you've been doing all this. Bring her in here, Mayor.
Hey, look. This door is really one of the big bookshelves in the library.
After you, Mrs. Saxful.
Will you take your hands off me, Mayor Plumfunt? You politician.
Now, Mrs. Axel, remember, you said that you was going to vote for me next election. Remember that?
I wouldn't vote for you if you were the only man running on the ticket.
Now, Mrs. Axel, you mustn't be mad just because we caught you in your little game.
Now, tell me, Mrs. Axel, why did you invite us over here, apparently on friendly terms, and then try to scare us into thinking this lovely old castle of yours is haunted? Tell me why.
I don't know what you're talking about, my good man.
Are you going to try to make us believe that the castle really is haunted?
You saw what happened tonight. Didn't I disappear from this room when the lights went out? I was kidnapped by the ghost of Hamlet. Didn't the mayor disappear? Didn't the chair the little boy was sitting in float up in the air? Didn't you hear and follow footsteps that were made by something you couldn't see?
Yes. I agree that all those things happened. But I know, Mrs. Saxful, that you are the one who made them happen.
I?
Yes, you.
Oh, my dear man. How could I make such things happen? You seem to forget that I had been kidnapped by the ghost of Hamlet myself. You see, Hamlet's ghost does live in this castle.
Oh, is that so? Well, how come?
Well, this castle originally stood in Denmark some years ago when my late husband was alive. We took a trip around the world, and while in Denmark, my husband bought this castle, and we had it torn down and shipped every stone here to Cincinnati where it was rebuilt. And the legend has it that this is the castle of Hamlet and that his ghost lives in it.
Well, I'm afraid, Mrs. Saxful, that you and your husband were taken in when you bought this castle. It isn't haunted, but you tried to make us think that it is.
Are you still trying to say that I made all the strange things happen that took place here this evening?
Exactly. And if you didn't make them happen, how did you know they did happen? You told us everything that went on here after you disappeared from this room. If you had really disappeared, then how would you know what had happened after you were gone?
Come on now, Mr. Saxful, admit it. Did you or did you not make all these strange things happen?
Oh, how could I make such things happen? I'm no magician.
No, but I'll bet that you do know a lot about electricity and radio. Now, don't you, Mrs. Saxful?
Oh, I'm afraid you do know. It's obvious you have figured out my tricks. Very well. Yes, I tried to scare you gentlemen into thinking this castle is haunted.
I thought so.
But why, Mrs. Saxful? I mean, when you telephoned, you said you wanted to be friends.
That's right.
Oh, I thought I could throw you off guard. And then if I could make you think this castle was haunted, I thought perhaps you wouldn't ever want to come back to visit with Eugene.
Oh, say, speaking of Eugene, Yuki, where's he?
Hey, he never did come out of the secret passageway with us.
Oh, my goodness. I'll bet we lost him down there someplace.
I'll stick my head in through the secret doorway and call to him.
All right.
Maybe if he hears my voice, he'll be able to find his way here.
Hey, Yuki! Yuki! Hey, can you hear me? Yuki!
Well, he doesn't answer, Big John.
Wait a minute. Step aside there. Let me call. Yuki! Yuki! Hey, Yuki, are you down there? Can you hear me? Well, Sparky's right. There's no answer.
Now, don't tell me that there dumb snoot went and got himself lost down there in that honeycomb of secret passageways.
Yeah, it seems as though. Well, it looks like I'll have to postpone telling you and Sparky how Mrs. Saxwell caused all these strange things to happen until after we find Yuki, wherever he is.
Well, all right. Come on, then, Buster. Better start looking for him right away before the dumb snoot gets himself lost and nobody can find him.
How does he always manage to get himself into such messes? Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Well, here we are back down in the secret passageway under the castle. Well, kids, I told you Mrs. Saxwell's castle wasn't haunted, didn't I? But I wonder how she made that chair I was sitting in float in the air. Well, I was on it. I wonder how she made those footsteps out in the hall. made by somebody we couldn't even see. Big John says he knows all the answers. I can't wait till he tells us. And he said he would as soon as we find Yuki. Well, we better get on that right now. And see you later, kids. And so long.